talking about dogs. Now we're going to Rodney Marble.
Oh, no.
Mr. Rodney Marble, Assistant Director of Environmental Services.
That's a good move.
That was a very true statement.
Not a wolf.
I'm in front of you today to hopefully get substantial completion and do a balancing change order for our South Bethany sewer reline project. Things went well. They go in, they grout first, come back about a week later, pull a liner through. Newcastle Avenue, the grout didn't hold. We still had water coming in. They pulled a pre-liner in. Therefore, we have a slightly more, a larger item of $559. That holds the water back while they pull the liner through. They heat it up, seal it in place, and other than that, no other problems that we've heard of it. Excuse me, anyway.
You have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendations of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the balancing change order for Sussex County contract number 12-29, South Bethany Sewer Line renovation with tri-state grouting, be approved with increases, which increases the contract by the amount of $559. For a contract total of $66,559. Substantial completion is granted effective May 24th, 2012, and that the final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Entertain a motion. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Brandon Allman, Mayor Housing Update.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm here today to give you a brief update on actions we've taken to maintain compliance with our HUD and Department of Justice settlement agreements over the last 6 months. A few examples of actions taken under the Department of Justice consent decree. In Section 3, the county submitted its first draft of the Affordable and Fair Housing Marketing Plan to Department of Justice on March 28th. We received comments back regarding the plan, and we've resubmitted it on May 13th, and we're still waiting to hear about the final approval of that. Once we receive the final approval, we actually have to implement it within 5 days. In Section 4, these sections require me to, as Fair Housing Compliance Officer, to receive and review complaints of housing discrimination against the county. To date, the county has received, reviewed, and concluded one complaint. All of the documentation and correspondence between the county and the complainant have been sent to DOJ for review. We've been contacted by two additional individuals. However, neither individual has submitted a completed housing discrimination complaint form or any other written documentation at this time. Section 4 further requires the county to provide fair housing materials to the public, such as the HUD complaint form, the consent decree, and the county's fair housing policy. All of these materials and more are available in my office at Community Development. In Section 5, as you remember, we passed a fair housing policy on December 11th. Of 2012, and we recently amended that on April 16th to add additional protected classes from the Delaware Fair Housing Act, as well as language that is now read prior to any land use or zoning public hearing. And we've added that fair housing policy now to the county's land use application, so that any developer would see that. In Section 7, the county is required to create an affordable housing and fair housing web page, and it's pretty much created at this point. It will launch June 19th, so that will be accessible very soon. And the site will be updated regularly to provide affordable housing updates, progress on the New Horizons subdivision application, our compliance reports to HUD and Department of Justice, and fair housing materials. In Section 6, as you know, the county completed its fair housing training for all staff and employees affiliated with housing, land use, and zoning on March 8th. We held two additional training sessions for staff who were unable to make that date, and those signed certificates have been sent to the Department of Justice. And then finally, with HUD's voluntary compliance agreement in Section 3. It required the county to review and evaluate the three different analyses of impediments to fair housing and develop a proposed priority plan to address those impediments. We have sent that draft plan to HUD and the Delaware State Housing Authority for review on March 28th. We received comments back from the Housing Authority and have incorporated them into a second draft and resent them, but we're still waiting to hear back from HUD about that one. In Section 3 also, on April 23rd, the County Council voted to adopt the amendment to the MPHU ordinance, which lowered the income guidelines from 80 to 125% of AMI to 50 to 125% of AMI. We are one of the larger pieces of the VCA that we're required to do is an internal evaluation of 10 rural communities in the county. And this evaluation would determine the prioritized secondary infrastructure and community service needs of each individual community. And once we evaluate that data, the county will have a basis from which to prioritize our own investments and requests for federal funding. The county's Community Development and Housing Department has submitted a funding request to the Housing Authority this year as part of its application for CDBG to assist with the data collection portion of that study. To date, we haven't received formal approval of the funding request. And I think that's about it, but if there's any questions.
Any questions?
No.
Thank you very
done
much.
A lot. Thanks.
That was a lot.
That's a big report. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good report. And thank you and Frank Brad, your department. Appreciate it very much. Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The town of Georgetown is requesting funds to repair the fountain on the circle that was damaged during an accident. There's no specific amount being requested. However, the first phase of the project is expected to exceed $15,000. The driver involved in the accident had minimal coverage, and I checked this morning that his coverage is property damage of $10,000 is what his insurance will cover.
So he's going to get, they're going to get $10,000?
They're going to be able to get $10,000.
I'll make a motion. We give $1,000. Mm-hmm.
Second.
Have a motion, Mr. Wilson.
That'll take care of it.
Second, Mr. Cole. There. The grant. And what was the number? I'm sorry. How much money was it?
How much did they say they need?
$1,000. Okay.
$5,000. Oh.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 from Mr. Wilson's account.
They were asking for five. Is that right?
There was no.
No.
There's no specific amount.
They just said that's how much it would cost.
Right.
I've got a little bit of Georgetown in my district. I can give $300.
You amend your motion, Mr. Wilson, to include $300.
Sure will.
Mr. Cole, okay.
That's fine with me.
A motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 from Mr. Wilson. $300, Mr. Phillips.
Excuse me, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
If he's going to make it 13, not my best number, so we're going to make it. I'll put two more hundred in. We'll make it 1,500.
Okay. Now the motion is.
Sounds like one of those casinos.
Now the motion is to grant $1,500. $1,200 from Mr. Wilson, $300 from Mr. Phillips for a total of $1,500. That motion and second by Mr. Cole.
Yes, I'd be glad.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President. There are two. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a wastewater treatment plant to treat off-site waste to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 10.26 acres, more or less, two tracts, tax maps ID 3-34-11, parcels 83 and 83.04. And this was for on behalf of Tidewater Environmental Services, Inc., District 3.
Oh, I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduced it.
And the next one, Mr. President, is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 25.4219 acres, more or less, tax map ID 3-34-12-12701 and 127.07-127.10, and it's filed on behalf of the Harola Family LLC and Artisans Bank, and it's District 4.
Yes,
Mr. Cole introduces it.
That is all.
We have no additional business brought before council. We'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition. Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. We'll now go to executive session for land acquisition discussion.